JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, a new health center for the residents of Moravia, and later our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
It's a partnership for development that's second to none and is worth over $180 billion.
For 43 years and counting, the European Union and the government of Jamaica have partnered to transform lives.
And since 2009, the EU has invested over $22 billion to make life better for people in sugar-dependent areas of Trelawney, Westmoreland, St. Elizabeth, Clarendon, St. Catherine, and St. Thomas. Life is sweeter for true with the EU.
Thousands of residents in Clarendon are now able to access improved health services with the opening of a new Type 1 health center in Moravia earlier this week. The project was a team effort, as the land on which the clinic was built was donated by the Moravian Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. Funding was provided by United States resident and Chicago native Denise DiBiase, and construction support was provided by Food for the Poor. Mrs. DiBiase, who is also funding another clinic in Rock River in the parish, dedicated the project to the memory of her late husband, Stephen.
It's an honor and privilege for my husband and I to have taken part in this whole coordinated effort to make this clinic possible. He was absolutely tremendous. He'd always say to me, "We'll find a silver lining in everything." He's one of the main reasons I'm here today. He had a heart of gold, and he really, really just felt for the underdog, and he could relate to people who suffered. And the two of us knew the importance of medical care.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton visited Moravia for the opening held recently. Among the services to be offered at the new facility are doctor visits, dressings, postnatal and environmental health services. The new facility replaces another building previously operated from the home of a community member.
Vision 2030 depends on your integrity and honesty to work. So play your part today.
Learn more about Vision 2030 or National Development Plan when you visit vision2030.gov.jm. You may also check out their social media pages or call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 876-960-9339 for details. Vision has started already.
Housing Agency of Jamaica, HAJ, building affordable housing solutions for low and middle income earners, providing a better quality of life for Jamaican families. Visit us today at 13 Caledonia Avenue, Kingston 5, Albion Road, Montego Bay, or Barracks Road, Savannah Lamar, Westmoreland. Call us at 876-968-75224, 876-968-75369, or visit our website at hajl.gov.jm. HAJ, building Jamaica, one community at a time.
It's now time for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
I'm Joycelyn Ellison, and so when you're doing the dry con, a prosperity before you. Yeah, a prosperity.
And on our community notice board, the 7th Good Samaritan 5K Health Run is set to get underway on Sunday, August 26 at 6:30 a.m., beginning with a 6 o'clock warm-up. Runners, walkers, and wheelchair participants will gather at Andrews Memorial Seventh-day Adventist Church on Hope Road for the start. For further details, call 876-920-7782. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.